Chapter 11. A Terrible Wedding. It was late August before Edgar finally allowed Kathy and me to meet Linton. We started out one morning on a warm, grey day, but we found Linton a long way from where we had agreed to meet him, and he was near Wuthering Heights. He was lying on the grass and did not lift his head until we came close. Kathy looked at him with surprise and grief. "Your health is worse," she said. "No, it's better, better," he cried, and took her hand. "I'm just tired. It is too hot." The two spoke for some minutes, but Linton did not seem interested in the conversation, and he kept looking nervously at Wuthering Heights. He seemed frightened of something and was not always listening to his cousin. "What is making him so nervous?" I thought. "I think that you must go home," Kathy said finally. "You will be more comfortable there, and I cannot make you laugh today." They agreed to meet again in a week's time, but during that week, Mr. Linton's illness suddenly got much worse, and Kathy did not want to leave him. She spent all her time with her father, helping him to sit or just sitting next to him. Finally, Mr. Linton made her go to meet her cousin because he wanted her to be outside and happy. Linton was lying on the grass at the same place where we had met him before, but as we reached him, he turned towards Wuthering Heights with a frightened look. Then we saw Mr. Heathcliff coming over the hill. He did not look at Linton or Kathy, but straight at me. "Is it true, Nelly?" he asked. "Is Edgar Linton dying?" "Yes, he is dying," I replied, "and I don't know how long he will live." "I'm asking this question because my son is going to die before me," Heathcliff said, "and I would like his uncle to die before him." "Your son should not be here, Mr. Heathcliff. He should be in bed and a doctor should see him." "He will be in a day or two," replied Mr. Heathcliff. And then he turned to Linton. "Get up, boy." Linton's face was pale and frightened. "Take my hand," shouted Mr. Heathcliff. "Miss Linton, give him your arm. Please help me get him home."
"But I can't go to Wuthering Heights," Kathy whispered. "Father said that I mustn't."
But Linton took Kathy's hand and cried and begged her to come with them. I could not stop her, and how could I say no? We did not know what was making him so frightened and unhappy, but we did not want to make him worse. Kathy walked into the kitchen and made Linton sit in a chair next to the dresser. Then Mr. Heathcliff pushed me forward, locked the door behind me, and took the key. "You will have tea before you go," he said. "Zillah, Hareton and Joseph are out tonight, and I am alone. Miss Kathy, I'm going to give you a present. I know it's not a good present, but it's all I have to give you." "Why are you staring at me like that?" Kathy moved towards him, her eyes bright and angry.
"I am not frightened of you," she said. "Give me that key, I will have it."
"If you don't step back, I will hit you," he shouted. But she caught his hand and tried to pull his fingers away from the key. Heathcliff took her hair, then hit her repeatedly around the head. When I saw him do this, I ran at him.
Stop it, stop it, I shouted.
But he hit me too, so that I couldn't breathe properly. I fell back to the floor as Kathy put her hands to her head and began to shake. Then she began to cry.
Father wants Kathy and me to be married, said Linton, quietly. He's worried that I might die if we wait. So we must get married in the morning. After you do this, you can go home and take me with you.
Marry, I replied, and I started to shake him hard. Are you mad? Do you think a beautiful, healthy young girl like her will marry a weak thing like you? Linton started to groan and then to cry. Please, Kathy, save me, he begged. Let me come to Thrushcross Grange with you. You must say yes to my father. You must.
What can I do? Asked Kathy.
If I stay, Father will be worried and unhappy. He will think that I have betrayed him. Mr. Heathcliff, let me go home. I promise I will marry Linton.
Good, said Mr. Heathcliff. I want your father to be unhappy. And you will keep your promise, because I will not allow you to leave this place until you have married Linton.
Send Nelly, then, begged Kathy. She can let Father know that I am safe. Or marry me now. Oh, Nelly, what shall we do?
Miss Kathy and Linton were married the next morning. But Mr. Heathcliff betrayed us and kept us locked in at Wuthering Heights for 5 days. On the sixth morning, he let me go, and I ran across the moor to Thrushcross Grange to get help. Poor Mr. Linton was now very ill and waiting for his death. He lay in bed with his eyes closed, whispering Kathy's name. Then, soon after, Kathy appeared and threw her arms around my neck, crying,
Nelly, Nelly, is Father still alive?
Yes, I said. Yes, he is. Thank God you are safe again. I watched her run to her father's room, but I didn't go in with her. Instead, I waited outside quietly while they spent their last hours together. She put her arms around him and he looked into her eyes. Then he whispered, I am going to your mother, my child, and you will come to us. He didn't speak again after that, and a little later, he died. The evening after the funeral, we spoke about the future. Maybe Kathy could live at Thrushcross Grange with Linton, and I could stay with them as housekeeper. I knew that I was hoping for a lot, but it was possible. Suddenly a servant came running into the room and shouted, Mr. Heathcliff is here. Mr. Heathcliff did not knock on the door, but came straight in. Kathy rose from her chair and started to run. But he caught her arm and shouted, Stop. I've come to take you home. I need you there to look after my son.
Please, I said. Why don't you let them live here? You don't like them and won't miss them.
I want a tenant for Thrushcross Grange, he replied. And I want to have my children with me. Get ready now and don't make me wait.
Kathy went upstairs and left me alone with Mr. Heathcliff. If I can't stay here, then let me come to Wuthering Heights, I said. Let me have Zillah's job. But he would not agree. Then he started to walk around the room, looking at the pictures until he came to one of Kathy's mother.
"I will have that," he said, and he took it down.
Then he turned and said with a strange smile,
"I'll tell you what I did last night, Nellie. I went to her grave and took away the earth. Then I opened the coffin. I wanted to see her face again."
"You are a terrible man, Mr. Heathcliff. You must not disturb the dead," I said.
"I disturb nobody," he replied. "But her ghost has disturbed me, night and day, for 18 years.
Mr. Heathcliff stopped speaking and put his hand to his face. Then Kathy came back and said that she was ready.
"Goodbye, Nellie," she whispered, and she kissed me. "Please come and see me. Don't forget."
"She will not come and see you," shouted Mr. Heathcliff to Kathy. "I do not want Nellie coming to my house and talking about us to other people." Then he turned to me. "If I want to see you, Nellie, then I will come here."